The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. It's some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
This ball crushed. If it's fair, it's long gone. That is a home run. Chris Iannetta goes wide spillboards up on the concourse. That is a 4th of July Titanic blast.
450 feet for Chris Iannetta. And it turned out to be the only run the Rockies would need as they beat the Giants 1-0 to finish off a 3-game sweep. And the Rockies pitching, the young guns of this pitching staff, Kyle Freeland, Tyler Anderson, Antonio Sensatella comes back. Sensatella went 7. Freeland went 7. Anderson goes 8. Mark, what are we watching here? What is going on with this pitching staff? How all of a sudden has it just kicked into gear?
Yeah, you know, it's not only, I don't know how it's all of a sudden kicked into gear, but they have been absolutely unreal. They have been great. And the biggest thing is it's taken all the pressure off that bullpen that was collapsing. So you may not be scoring a ton of runs, but when you get that kind of pitching, 8 innings, 2 hits, no runs, you know, 9 strikeouts, a couple base on balls, You're going to be in a lot of baseball games, man. That's exactly what the Rockies are doing every time somebody goes out to start. I mean, it's been amazing. Absolutely amazing. So good on the Rockies. Cause I was ready to bury him.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think everybody was.
Is there something to the idea your son is pitched in the majors? He's one step away from getting back to the majors. And is there something to the idea that it's contagious, that one starter sees what the other guy is doing and they just like, give me the ball. I can't wait to get out there. Is that literally what can happen on a staff and it just feeds itself for a while?
Right. I think there's some internal competition. Like you want to outdo your buddy. You know, there's nobody you'd rather kind of beat. You know, I mean, obviously you're competing against the other team, but you want to beat your buddy's last start, you know? So you want to go out there and, yeah, I do think there's something to that kind of, it's contagious kind of attitude.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Lonzo and him going to fit together like a glove. How you going to get my son the best player of the game? Lonzo makes everybody better, including him.
LeVar Ball says LeBron James and his son Lonzo will fit together like a glove. You believe that?
Well, shouldn't it be fit together like hand and glove? Not like a glove. They'll fit together like a glove? A hand and glove.
The gloves don't fit. You must acquit.
It's true. We've seen it firsthand.
See, there's rumors out there that Lonzo Ball's knee injury may have been leaked by people in his camp to try to cut down on the possibility that the Lakers can trade him. I don't see how that works. LeBron has the ball all the time. So if LeBron has the ball all the time, what are you going to do with Lonzo Ball, who can't shoot?
Right.
The only thing he brings to the table is that he's, you know, very good ball handler and he can rack up assists, but he needs to have the ball all the time. You're not going to have Lonzo Ball running off picks.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, because you're right. I mean, I suppose. But you're 100% right, because LeBron, not that he's a point guard, but oftentimes he's the guy that's bringing up the ball. And Lonzo is a distributor. You know, Lonzo is not a scorer. He's not a guy that LeBron can kick it out to. You know, he's not like a two guard that can shoot, you know? He's a legitimate point.
By the way,
that is interesting.
One other thing here with LeBron. LeBron apparently had zero contact with Lakers coach Luke Walton through the whole free agent process. So, hey, Luke, you might want to talk to Tyronn Lue about what it's like to coach LeBron and realize that actually it's LeBron coaching.
Right. You know what LeBron will say? Luke, I am your father.
No, that would be Bill Walton is his father, but never mind. Next
he's his daddy.
Yes.
He's calling the shots.
He is calling the shots. He is the new daddy.
Star Wars.
I got you.
Okay.
Next on the Morning Brew.
See, your Schwartz is as big as mine. Now let's see how well you handle it.
We have a problem. If you're going to ask an 11-year-old to make a dive that a former Navy SEAL who specialized in diving would have a challenge making this dive, I hate to say this, but some of these kids are going to die in an effort to try and bring them out using dive equipment.
So that is on CNN. Is it O'Cade? Cade Kurtley, former Navy SEAL, based out of Fort Collins, was talking about this fascinating story involving this trapped youth soccer team in Thailand, and what they are going to have to do to try to get them out. Now, there's euphoria in the fact that these kids have been found after 12 days of being trapped in these caves. But now the problem is, how do they get them out as they are 1 kilometer below a mountain? And they're some 4 kilometers away from where they first entered the caves. And they're saying now that these kids may be in these caves for 4 months as they wait for the rainy season to pass so that they can get all the water out of there.
They're 4 kilometers from where they entered.
So they got caught when they entered the cave.
Uh-huh.
They were exploring these caves. They got caught in a flash flood.
Oh, I see.
And they made their way to safety, and they're currently on a muddy, elevated rock surrounded by water, 1 kilometer deep under the mountain.
That's
2.5 miles.
Yeah. It's a long ways. That is, like, okay, I don't know.
But they're all in good spirits. They've got food. They've got a doctor. They've got a nurse with them. But it sounds like they... You know, because, you know, they've been taking preliminary diving lessons. But, I mean, it took SEALs like a couple hours to get there to this cave. So the idea of these kids are going to be able to dive and swim their way out? No way.
Right.
So there's that euphoria of having found them. They're okay. They're being taken care of. But it could be months before they get them out. Fascinating story.
You know what? They just don't spelunk.
Don't go. Is that the lesson learned? Don't go spelunking.
Don't go spelunking. That's just it's frightening, is what it is. I don't know why all of a sudden that whole team was exploring caves. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I coached Little League like you did. Cave exploring was not on the program.
No, that was never. No. We get together for pizza after a game.
Yeah.
But no cave, no spelunking. Next on the Morning Brew.
Once again, it's become old hand. It's become commonplace here in Coney Island.
Nathan Famous owns July 4th. Joey Chestnut owns America.
A legend already. The legend continues. Number 11 for Joey Chestnut here at Nathan's.
ESPN. Who are those announcers?
I don't know.
I got to give them credit. They made that sound like a big deal.
Joey Chestnut is America. Isn't that what he said? Joey Chestnut's America?
Joey Chestnut, there's nothing more American than just gouging on hot dogs.
No, of course not. That's an incredible, what a feat, what an athletic endeavor.
Joey Chestnut owns America.
He owns America. Wow, it's big. That is big. Damn. He owns
it. Who cares?
Yeah, but you know what? It is what you say, who cares, Millennial Ben, but did you watch it? I mean, when you watch what they're doing, I'm not saying I'm impressed by what they're doing. I'm disgusted by what they're doing. But yet I'm in awe. There's a part of me that just respects the heck out of these people.
Like, how do you train?
Exactly.
How do you train for, like, you gotta train. And then I tell you what, game day is big because you just can't starve yourself because your stomach shrinks.
Right, you got to keep your stomach. So are you just eating big all the way up until this thing?
I don't know exactly how you're doing it, but
I think I'm going to research this.
Yeah.
Training habits for Joey Chestnut. Where is training? How do you?
That's this Rocky music. Yeah, just getting up, slamming a dog.
That's right.
Right off the bat.
Just.
You don't even cook the damn thing. You just eat it raw.
Oh.
Like the eggs.
Oh.
Couple buns down your gullet.
Oh.
And then you jog over to the couch and you lay down. You're like, oof.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. That took a lot out of me. Honey, bring me something to eat.
What did I
I'm
say?
I'm training.
Did I say 4 kilometers equals 2.5 miles?
Yeah, but apparently, one point you said 1 kilometer, which is incorrect. They are 2.5 miles deep into the cave system, which is 4 kilometers.
Yes.
Apparently, at one point you said 1 kilometer and everybody jumped on that.
No, they're 1 kilometer, deep. Below
underneath.
the surface of the mountain, but they're 4 kilometers in from where they entered.
Correct.
Is a kilometer 2.2 miles?
No, it's 2.4, almost 2.5.
1 kilometer is 2.4.
Wait. No, sorry.
6/10 of a mile?
4 kilometers is 2.5 miles-ish.
Yes.
Okay, so a kilometer is like 0.6 miles or something like that.
Right. Now, for you youngins out there,
we're Americans. We don't do kilometers.
For you youngins out there, there really was a time when this entire country tried to get kids like Mark and I,
yes,
to switch everything over to the metric system.
They had. Cool.
Remember that? Song,
like the metric system, the metric system, and you had to sit through these videos,
oh,
and they tried to make it cool, and they made cartoons out of it, and then we were converting things to centimeters and centipedes and centikilometers and kilometers.
Oh my God, it was liters
and liters.
Oh, God,
yeah, it was just torture.
That'll do it for the morning brew. Bring that to you each every morning.
Bit of misery. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.